This is DJ Brownbag, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. This is Brownbag Culture. Let's get it going. Do people daily choose? 90% of daytime, 90% of mankind chooses negative puppet status, and so attracts saurians from hells to itself. This results in buildup of totalitarian world government on Earth through RFID chips, with citizens' ID and his private data in a digital format, serving to dispose potential criminal by covert manipulation of his mind's vibrations through radio waves.
Why am I a skeptic?
This is how saurians breed a man from today's 90% to 99 emitter, of course, vibrations, saurians feed. And after his physical death, as their puppet fabricate enslaved in their holes, are used to other Babylonians and holes to become pseudo-creators of everything and everybody. Primary creator and heavenly angels still give us time to turn back. Don't wait and open your spiritual hearts where you will find a solution. A positive life. Possible arrival of saurians for chipped puppet mankind on old Earth and sea revelation. Human chip sign of the beast. 666 chip prison being chosen by 90% of people.
If you don't change your fate.
Living positive life. 10% of people spiritually balances the negative state on Earth while having the help from heavenly angels on spaceships. Without their help and effort of loving, people from third to seventh revolution of spiritual path, the life on Earth could quickly end up in the underground.
You know what it is?
These people and live Earth are led by primary creator of everything and everybody to the higher fifth dimension of right creation, where many have already become to, after fulfilling their mission of light, see the rich heavenly source at www.angels-light.org. Anti-chip webs help from the heavenly angels.
Well, you might have been
we can build
there,
a new earth already now on the old one through loving life.
You?
Angels from right creation with lots of freedoms, e.g. travel over all the universe to help others and get more knowledge.
All of us miss it.
Watch it?
No.
Alright, we should have a screen.
We're gonna read all those like weird propaganda pamphlets from that organization. And then I want us to like pretend to follow along in the sphere flipping.
Yeah.
I think that would be funny if we, like, all of us were like
Oh, like narrating it?
Or like they, like we're pretending to like do it on our own, you know? Doing it along with the video.
Yeah, but like what was it called?
Two parts, so
like,
you're doing a conversation.
Yeah. It's a really good what, one.
It's called Where's Monty?
The spaghetti.
Oh, was that the name of the lesbian thing?
I like the no sauce.
This is the second day in a row of this conversation.
I'm allergic to your face. I swear to God, if you call it the Psy one more time.
You ever listen to the Sci-Fi Channel?
The Psy.
You ever seen the programming?
I care.
Programs that you would never imagine could ever exist.
You know what's like the
ever the seen best, Total Blackout
the best,
with Chilla
the best
White?
Day in the week is when I'm wearing my Colorado like sweatshirt. So just so people know that I'm from there. It's the best part of my week.
Here's a list of my top five least favorite states.
I love Colorado so much.
What did you say? Five. All my bears are in a
Nevada.
Cup. That's the best part of the day? That doesn't make any sense.
Four. Mississippi. Three. Maine.
I think it's Smuckers.
Two.
Was that
Louisiana.
Really the Fogers slogan?
And one. Colorado. Those are my five least favorite states. Tune in next week for more.
Nobody else
least favorite states.
With a name like Schmuckers, it's gotta be good.
You ever make your own Schmuckers before? You ever get like a ravioli machine and get some peanut butter and some jelly and you squish them together? Well, and you make your own Schmuckers on Christmas?
The thing that I was tripping out is like no one remembered the fucking Schmuckers commercials with like little kid and like the wheelbarrow and everything.
I certainly don't.
Nobody fucking remembered them.
They don't exist.
Nobody remembers that.
Except for...
I'm Googling
no,
it.
Julian, you have a straight... I know, but it was only us. It was only us that remembered the Smuckers.
This means we have a one-sided conversation with Julian Wessel Meadows.
This is absurd.
And someone else.
I just... Elliot, I would know if we were soulmates if you also watched Ham on the Street. Like, if you were just like, yo, that show is the bomb. I'm like 26 people in the world. The 26 people in the world that have seen Ham on the Street.
This one goes out to Malcolm Higgins. Big ups to the
My
city of Medford.
And Julie Wessel.
Big ups
Meadows.
To Pags and Franz and Dom.
This one goes up to D-Mace.
This one goes up to D-Mace. Rest in peace.
Wouldn't that be crazy
he
if
he just
Erica
got home today from break.
On the street?
I queued up a hot
love
track.
That show.
For what? My man,
is it a song by XXXTentacion?
This next one is a tribute to Rob the Smoker.
Wait, I will look up Ham on the Street.
Rest
right
in
now.
Peace.
Wait, what's his name?
He's brave.
Let's talk more about Rob the Smoker. First of all, he's dead. Second of all, he will be deeply and widely missed.
Yo, it's got an 8.5 on IMDb. That's higher than Shawshank Redemption. Ham on the Street. Damn right. Darn right. I can't swear.
This is
brown. In most parts of the United States, it is. His name was George Duran. That was the dude from Ham on the Street.
More like they gave each other.
That was the joke I was gonna make, but I really did neglect making it.
Oh, wait.
I was like 7,000. I was thinking of that. I was thinking that. This is like so many
cars, bro. Yo, we had more speed, yo.
You can feel the forces of darkness fighting and fighting both in your soul and your
I'm sure like some of you that has
but the scope of my intellectual correctly is not
It is. Let me try and bridge that gap a little bit.
I'm gonna be sorry.
No, you're not. But
get out of here.
I think it's really important to point out that this is a political issue, and in fact, I me and Buzz Aldrin together.
Hold on. No, that's not true.
See, you said you wouldn't talk. But,
I did say.
Okay.
You can say that.
No. But hold on.
No. There's no there. Okay. No. Just look at the history of everybody doing big projects, and it's never driven by exploration. It's never driven by science. It's never driven by curiosity. Not if it's big and expensive. It's driven by the fact that people don't want to die. So there's a war driver. It's also driven by the fact that people want to get wealthy. So
no,
hold
on. We have the Large Hadron Collider.
The Large Hadron Collider. Do you know?
Oh, no.
No.
Since no darkness can stand, come closer and live in the energies of love if they are not ready.
Specific provision of the U.S. Code, and in doing so, she did this on Twitter, and so I sort of called her back a little bit, and she responded by essentially telling me to perform an anatomical act on her that certainly would fall under Me Too sexual harassment. So, but what was weird about it is that she told me to perform it on a male appendage of hers.
Well,
so
that was
weird.
Let's not get into that because
yeah, it was
could be having
great.
Dinner right now.
I think that's probably smart, and so I responded by essentially saying that she was already a felon. There was no need to make herself into a homophobic sexual harasser as well.
Teachers have a very hard time, you know, in life now. And this teacher, tell them about that teacher that we're reading about this morning.
Oh yeah, but let's get his name. Do we? There's
this picture. Doesn't matter his name because
there's a teacher who's an artist. Stan Murmur is his name, and he's an art teacher, and he does art paintings. See these paintings? Very nice art painting. Well, how does he make the paintings? He paints parts of his body and then sits on the canvas.
And
that would be a hiney and other parts.
Other parts. Teaching your kids. But he does not show. He keeps his lunch.
Yes, he doesn't do this at school. This is what he does. He's an art teacher. This is how his art has manifested.
And he has worn a disguise. Like if he's ever done publicity for his work, he's worn a disguise. However, he now was seen on YouTube. He was doing an interview a little while back,
right.
And they got it on YouTube. And now all the students have this clip of him.
I love you. I love you. Again. 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 I love you. Yeah. I love you. Again. I love you. Again. I love you.
Again.
I love you.
Again.
I love you.
Again.
I love you.
Again.
Hey guys, make this move right here.
Again.
Sorry. I love you.
This isn't a review. It's a little bit of bad news.
I love you.
Sorry, I'm a little bit emotional, but
again.
I love you.
There's a really good guy on YouTube. His name is.
I love you.
Yo,
one time.
Shout out to Ohio.
Shout out to Ohio.
He's Jewish with Ohio.
Yo, you're in Ohio.
Big members out there.
You are not safe, Ohio. You have to hug your loved ones.
Yo,
fuck far Fred. Away, you have the illusion of safety, but you are never safe from Ohio.
I love Ohio. I love Ohio. Sweet home.
Country roads.
I love you.
Really, really good guy. I did a pack swap with him a while ago.
I love you.
I sent him two of the best cigarettes he ever smoked. I sent him Philip Morris Commander and English Ovals from the United States here. English Oval was by far his, he said, his favorite cigarette he's ever smoked. And did a pack swap. He sent me three cigarettes. Senior Service, Capstan Navy Cut, and Players Navy Cut. Very good cigarettes. And We talked from here and there. He was a really good guy.
I love you.
He had a lot of viewers on YouTube. He was doing it for a long time. Like I said, he's the one who.
I love you.
He's one of the people who got me on YouTube.
I love you.
He was a really good guy. And
we really never had no
home, but. It sucks to.
Chop, smoking, no cooking, the hot pot. Cooking, fucking on your bitch, yeah, that. Cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga. Hey. I don't try nobody, grip the trigger. Nobody call up the gang and they come and get janked.
And, it's really,
my bitch, bad and bullshit, bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas is average, ruthless. We got 30-100 rounds, too. My bitch is bad and bullshit, bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas is average, ruthless. We got 30-100 rounds, too.
He was a good guy. He was back home. Sorry, guys. Sucks. Video was posted on his channel. Saying he passed away. And it was ended with this comment. Standard comment. Stay with guys. Rest in peace. Rob, RJ the Smoker. This is great knowing you. It's great talking to you, buddy. And that's all, guys. Man.
Well, he's happy going with the mountain.
Nice knowing. God bless.
What a guy.
Rest in peace, RJ.
Hello?
God bless, guys.
Well? I'm calling my boy and he's not in. Well,
we came from nothing to something, nigga. I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger. Call up the gang and they come and get janked. Call me your river, give you a tissue. Bad and bullshit, bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30-100 rounds, too. My bitch is bad and bullshit, bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30-100 rounds, too.
And was he?
He was almost nude,
I think, explaining how he paints his masterpieces.
And he's being suspended, and they're giving him a lot of trouble. And
but it says he's
outside the school. What's the difference? What he uses for a paintbrush?
Well, it says he is. I'm in the school system. That's our school system in Chesterfield Country Schools, whatever. Regulations state that teachers are expected to set an example for students through their personal conduct. Additionally, the Supreme Court has stated that schools must teach by examples and that teachers, like parents, are role models. Mm-hmm. So... Is there
well, they are role models in the classroom, but that doesn't mean...
I love you. I love you.
Again.
I love you.
Again.
I love you.
Again.
I love you. I love you.
Again.
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 I love you.
Parts of the world, rice is the main grain. In fact, it is a food staple for nearly half of the planet's population. Some of the larger stalks and debris. From the pit, a chain conveyor moves the rice up to storage silos and into warehouses. Inside the storage facilities, fans blow air through the mountain of rice to lower the moisture content substantially.
They've passed down through generations of woodworkers. But today, with so much mass-produced tableware, handcrafted wooden bowls have become a specialty item. And this centuries-old traditional craft is practically a lost art.
The pro delivers the samples to a lab. A technician first tests the moisture content to confirm that
each of these exquisite bowls is made from a solid piece of hardwood. Peach, maple, walnut, or cherry. Logs arrive at the bowl mill fresh from the forest, so they're still very damp. And that's an advantage, because the moisture lubricates the cutting tools. The first step is to divide the log into blocks, with the chainsaw operator measuring and inspecting as he goes. Defects such as knots or scarring dictate the length of each block.
Yeah, it's just like, it's been around for a super long time. It's crazy to have a spot like that just be there to kind of have people just come through and just like really push the limits and test it and like go for it.
When I think of Hollywood High, I think of like a proving ground kind of. It's pretty legendary to get a trick there. It's like if you have a trick for a really big handrail, that's like the rail to do it.
Hollywood High is iconic. In Hollywood, California, 16 stairs, 12 on one side, 16 on the other. When you do something on it, it's like, it hasn't been done. It's like probably going to be the biggest, like, and a series of progressively smaller bowls that nest inside it.
One of the most famous skate spots in the world. It was one of the spots that I always dreamed of going to as a kid. It's just one of those spots that, I mean, if you're a rail skater and you're trying to push the limits of skating, you want to have a trick on Hollywood High in your park, you know, preferably 16. I feel like only the best have tricks there. Like, you have to be the gnarliest dude to get a trick.
This video is
going to
go into
everyone else
basic
is trying to get a chunk of.
When
Zion did Half Cab Crook on Hollywood High, I remember him rolling up to it for like an hour before he even jumped on it.
Okay, so Matt will do the rage at the moment. Yeah, we've seen a massive rise in popularity like right when we got there, in the last few years.
Jumping on the
rail, I thought it was a good idea to finally make a video just to increase everybody's knowledge about Matcha, and especially those people who are discovering it for the first time. So Matcha is a stone ground green tea, traditionally used in Japanese tea ceremonies. What most people don't know is that this tea has persisted only in Japanese tea culture, in the form of matcha. But you can't just take any old green leaf, grind it into a powder and call it matcha. It needs to go through a specific process. So you start with good green tea varietals. Mostly, most matcha out there is made with the Yabupita varietal, although you get very high quality matcha made from the Akumidori, Samidori, and Asahi varietals. So, but most of them are made with Yabupita. The area that it's grown is obviously of fundamental importance. Good green tea growing prefectures in Japan will produce the best matcha. So Kyoto, Aichi, Shizuoka will produce the best matcha.
Would you be comfortable sharing with us the name of the hotel you stayed in last night?
The matcha, the tea to make matcha is normally picked in early to mid-May. About 20 days before they pick, they start to shade the tea plants from the sun. They do this traditionally using reeds and then piling straw on top of the reeds. Nowadays they use it, they use fabrics or black vinyl, which they will cover over the leaves. And gradually over the 20 days, they will increase the amount of covering, increase the amount of shade, so the plant is growing in increasingly low light conditions. What happens is,
if you messaged anybody this week, would you the plant share with us?
They then take the aracha and they take away the central stem and veins. So they'll de-vein the leaf, so you're just left with this lovely, supple, meaty part of the leaf.
Will you commit to changing all the useful ones that are minimized to the green stem
and they'll dry it
in the collection and use
room? Then the tea master will come and taste the tincha from different plantations or different fields in the same plantation to get the flavor of the different qualities of the tincha. And then the tea master will make blends. So they will blend the tincha to get the right flavor profiles for the matcha that they would like to produce. Once the blending process is finished, they will then grind the tincha into matcha. They use round stone mills with a central hole. The stone mills are grinding on each other and the tincha is slowly sent down the hole in the mill and out comes micro-fine matcha powder. It needs to be micro-fine under 10 microns and the process of the stone grinding needs to be at low temperature to make sure that you don't denature the nutrients and you don't affect the color and flavor of the matcha. This process, the grinding process, is very slow. It takes about an hour to make about 30 grams of matcha, so it's a very slow process. So that's the process to make matcha. Now there are three general grades of matcha. You've got your ceremonial grade at the top, then you've got standard grade matcha, and you've got cooking grade matcha. So there are many different stages in the processing of matcha, and if you take any shortcuts or you don't have the right level of attention of detail in any of the different stages, you will produce lower grade matcha. So for example, the leaf is not shaded fully for 20 days.
Yo, check the script. my dear and loved ones. I am Metatron. I am the light and love of God. My dear, all of you have passed the powerful gates differently. 11.11 November 11th, 2018, and all of you in your...
One in three adults has diabetes or pre-diabetes. Are you one of them? The National Diabetes Education Program is your source for free information on prevention and control. Call 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. Period. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Thank you for your time.
Good.
Yeah.
Your own way received super powerful heavenly flow in many of you. So much light has entered that there is little room inside of you for it. This has started a strong inner cleansing process. The negative began to come out of you again in order to make room for even more light, so that the light in you would not just enter, but remain inside, raising your vibrations and opening you even more to your divine essence. Each of you has begun...
Now you boys aren't doing anything productive with your time and wasting your college education on a radio show.
I'm sorry, Dad.
All you think about is the Bev and the Reggie and everything else that comes in between. All of you are obsessed with women and men and the things you do inside of your homes. All of you should be ashamed of yourself, drinking out of bags and smoking out of pipes and apples and cans. All of you make me sick, disappointed, full of bags.
So I'm sorry, Dad.
You're not sorry.
I'll switch it up.
I read somewhere that mathematicians can turn a sphere inside out.
Yes, that's true.
What's the big deal? Just poke a hole in it and pull it through?
Sure, but the point is to do it without making a hole.
But then it seems impossible.
You're right. You cannot do it with an ordinary sphere, like a basketball. You have to understand the rules of the game. This sphere is made of an abstract, elastic material that can stretch and bend and pass through it.
No, we just gotta fall.
You cannot rip or puncture this material without destroying it.
So basically, you got this square, and you can't crease it.
No sharp corners
or
creases.
No sharp corners or creases.
It should also be as yellow as possible.
It's got to be elastic. It can move through itself, but there's no creases allowed.
It's like a polymer. Have you heard one of those before?
So you know, you palpate the fucking sphere.
Hey.
You palpate the sphere.
There we go.
Enough so that it looks like one of those, you know, toys that you play with your hand.
You ever seen a Kinder Egg, like, from England? The ones that are banned in the United States?
If there are no sharp creases or corners, how can I flip the sphere inside out?
You have to use your fingies. You got to push them in from either side and then compress in whichever way you have them possible.
It's looking like it just won't work.
I think it's going to work.
You just have to have faith in yourself, man.
You don't know the mathematics.
You have to find a way to get both colors in the same plane of existence, man.
But watch
inside and outside.
As long as you don't have any jerk chicken.
Oh my God.
Yo, that looks like an inverse king scepter turned upside down, bro.
That was disgusting. I hated every second of it.
I liked it a lot.
To figure out what's going on.
But they flipped the sphere inside out.
Flip the script on my butt.
Okay, let's check out this commuter section.
You've never been on the commuter rail before.
It looks like a commuter rail.
You gotta think of the happy and smiley, the happy and frowny faces.
You ever seen two rings on a yellow background before? I haven't.
Look at the rings.
Of course. I can turn the
Let's talk about Larry King. Larry King is 97 years old. He's had 9 wives and 6 kids. Larry King looks like a moldy tennis ball.
Oh, yes.
The wall
Larry
is
King
vertical, and it can't
is
places,
terrified,
but it can pass through itself.
He's so sad.
Fine. Let me try.
Watch out. That was a sharp bend.
Sharp bend, gang.
If we could make sharp bends in the material, we'd be able to turn any curve into any other.
You put on a Bengay before, it's a muscle relaxant.
As long as that shit.
You can buy it at Walgreens. I use it after my heavier workouts, and it makes the whole room smell like peppermint. It's really good stuff. You'll make your legs feel really cold.
Stuff that makes you
for a while.
Tiger balm.
Smaller.
This episode brought to you by Bengay.
Tiger balm.
It's muscle relaxing.
Tiger balm. No, don't buy that.
Tiger balm. Tiger balm is more expensive and less efficient.
This is the Tiger balm. Don't put it below your waist.
Bengay.
Don't put Tiger balm below your waist.
Don't put Nair below your waist.
Don't put most
You'll always regret that, except for if you're doing your legs. In that case, probably use Nair.
No, I don't.
But don't ever use Nair for your manscaping needs.
Wait a minute.
That's never as pretty as you think it might be.
But how are you going to flip a sphere inside out?
I use a five-blade German razor.
Without creasing the corners.
Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors.
Can everyone just be quiet so we can watch the video?
I've been watching the video.
What is quiet? Something cannot change under our allowed motions.
And what's that?
What's that?
I'll explain. Imagine a monorail atop the wall.
Oh, I told you it looked like commuter rail.
Now, the rule about monorail traffic
commuter
is that
rail.
The car only travels forward,
like
and it always keeps
Walmart.
The purple wall on its right.
That
we'll
is
use
correct.
A diagram to monitor the car's direction.
Yo, Hugh.
Look at the diagram.
On this track,
you ever seen
the car is always
Pomeroge live in concert.
As it goes around the circle
it's
once,
lit.
It makes one
it's
turn
litter than a lit garbage
left.
Fire
it's gonna build,
in a trailer park in
it's
Canada.
Gonna build, build a, it's gonna build a spiral.
You ever used maca powder pills before to enhance your game?
Yeah.
They're awesome. They're,
right.
It's an herbal natural stimulant.
But
it's a derivative of the horny goat weed.
You know, they don't
is always
have that.
Some number
it's not
of full
allowed
turns
in Japan.
In
most things aren't allowed in Japan.
Well, especially
the full
that.
Turns it makes toward the left.
Especially horny
the
goat weed.
Turning number.
That'd be whack in China. Because they don't need people, they don't need to have
Yo,
more
what's
babies.
Your turning number?
My spiritual number, bro? I got told this by
no,
a Lyft driver.
Turning number.
What's your turning number?
Seven.
No, I'm a -2.
No, you're not.
You ain't -2.
I'm -2.
You ever seen Alfred Hitchcock?
I never seen a -2 in my life before.
Man, you're just looking at one, so you just don't know yourself that well.
Guys,
where are you from,
guys?
Mom?
Guys, let's go to PAX.
Turning for this winding track.
That's
PAX?
Natural.
This episode brought to you by PAX.
Let's go to the monorail.
This episode
let's
commute
by
a monorail.
Like do we?
This episode brought to you by the commuter rail. You can go to Providence. Did you know that? I didn't until recently.
What's Providence?
Like the state.
That ain't a place.
It's in Rhode Island.
Yo, we're from the west.
That ain't a place.
Exactly. Man, my name is Matt Carroll. I'm a Medford local. I'm tuning in to tell you guys about the commuter rail. The commuter rail.
Get out of here.
You can go to Fitchburg.
How did you get in here?
You can go to Worcester. You can go to Lowell. You can go to Rockport. You can go to Newburyport.
Yo,
you can
man.
Go to Providence.
Yo, man, why are
you
talking
you
about
I'm
this?
I'm trying
when
to learn.
Got, we got
to
learn.
I'm trying to learn how to...
You're not trying to
how to flip a sphere inside out without creasing corners.
If you
learned
yourself better than anybody else, you didn't
breaking
come here
edges.
If you wanted to
get
learn,
out.
You could teach yourself
get
anything.
Out.
If you wanted to learn,
Yo,
you could have done anything different.
We just missed a half a minute.
Man, I don't
believe
shut up.
Education is overpriced.
Smiley face.
Divest from Tufts. Engage in your
bands.
Local community college.
Four
Yo, man,
smiley
but
this
faces.
Episode brought
frowny
to you
face.
By,
frowny face.
By the Hillside Brewing Company.
Medium
it's a non-alcoholic
smiley face.
Brewing company that doesn't exist.
The turning number is
that's a three. That's a three, Ma. That's
the
a
URL
three.
Here at Brown Bag
turning
Culture is www.brownbagculture.online. The HTTPS server is not yet secured, so you might get a virus if you put your credit card number in there.
Yo, rearrange.
So I wouldn't do that if I were you, but feel free to use the site as a static
Shift
entity.
The track.
Yo,
make
sure
track.
Your mom's security
make sure
code.
You use incognito mode. When you
I got
go on Brown Bag Culture,
phone,
it's just Vaporwave. We just
I got
play
your
Vaporwave.
Mom's phone. Give me the security code.
My security code.
/game/PR87. Remember that. PR87.
Someday, when I'm rich and famous, I'm going to buy the whole Res Quad.
Just the grass.
I'm going to buy whatever I can afford at the time.
You got to learn, man.
Where is one?
Oh, man.
And if the gold is outside,
FUPA.
And no smiles.
This episode brought to you by r/FoopAlert. It's a subreddit.
It makes
Check
sense.
It out.
Yo, do you see how
on
these monorails are going
sense.
In two different directions?
On the other, it's the opposite.
It makes
good.
Sense.
You ever
so
seen
not dollars?
You ever seen Dolly Parton
specifically?
And her
this ain't Ty Dolla.
Did you know Ty Dolla $ign is actually Japanese?
Doesn't the same argument
he's my mother, actually.
Turn a sphere inside out?
That's, you know, this that's entirely possible.
You know, like Bruce Jenner?
He may be Ty Dolla $ign, but he's Ty smile. Terrible Mother.
So they have different.
Hey, that's not funny because Julian actually does come from a pretty bad family.
You know, ain't nothing but ski bums out in Colorado.
I live in a small metropolitan area.
You talking bad about my mom?
My nickname back in high school was small
metropolitan area.
But I've never seen the snow before.
That's because you just my name back in high school was my full name all the time. It was really stressful, and I felt like no one really truly knew the real me.
Do you guys have cups or bowls?
Yo, all I got stems, is these bro. Stinky farts that are polluting this room.
I don't have any of those that I could possibly give you. I lack the capacity for explanation.
I think you know exactly.
I'm on a high egg diet.
Who is the perfect?
I eat four cups of eggs a day.
This dude been eating extra hard boiled, bro.
I'm trying to get those gains. When did you hang up on Elliot?
I just a minute ago.
Yeah, I fucking noticed.
Who's Elliot?
Yeah, man, don't swear. Who especially not when you're talking about my fucking boy.
Don't have
oh, Julian.
Excuse me.
Julian, someday I'm going to get really upset and I'm going to hit you really hard like this.
That's very intimidating. And that was very hard.
It was pretty hard for my standards. Please don't hit me back.
Likewise, a bowl. This is a love letter to you.
You guys ever play with Lincoln Logs when you were a kid?
Ever play League of Legends when you were a kid?
And you imagine
you
were
in
like
League of Legends.
You were in like a house in Maine, and you just imagined all the things would be better if you
never built anything in my life.
I only build
hot take.
I build a Minecraft server. The IP is
only built
across the country.
Kids back home,
baseball player.
If you like Minecraft, open your Chrome browser and type in 192.168.1.1 port forward your VPN to 22565 and then tell your mother you love her.
Because
I bet you don't do it often enough.
Security code to your mom's
look
phone.
At these diagrams.
Security code.
You ever made a cello from scratch before?
Look at the diagrams.
You ever looking
in it yet? Remained hard to visualize. More methods were invented later by Bernard Morin.
Shout out to Bernard Morin.
Yeah, shout out to Sir Hans.
I'll show you Bill Thurston's method.
Shout out to Bill Thurston.
Rest in peace.
This show's dedicated to
Let's
Bill Thurston.
To
Bill Thurston, shouts out.
Pour one out remember for Bill Thurston.
Yo, I'm already pouring one out.
That man's dead. Turning number
one. Still not allowing sharp
Sir
corners.
Sir Han was a Palestinian with Jordanian citizenship.
Of course, there are no sharp corners.
Who shot and mortally wounded Senator Robert F. Kennedy on June 5th, 1968.
I think.
Kennedy Let's died see. The following day. Pouring out for Robert F. Kennedy.
Cool Who it, are these people, bro?
Cool it, bro. Just pay attention to the monorail.
You've never met a Robert F. Kennedy. The man does not exist.
I mean, I have.
That's offensive.
Pay attention to the monorail.
He was a brother of one of our great leaders.
Not the answer.
Stop recycling. This episode is brought to you by the Coalition Against Recycling.
And then we just push that over there and around the bend and then back through the bend.
Oh,
that
looks,
here we go.
Yo,
that's like no crease.
That was only possible if it could go through itself, though.
I'm going to do him dirty like a ringworm ring.
That boy had a turning number of zero.
You're never going to ask me to do every single curve.
It's a general method. Do you remember the simple way to transform
John Hinckley Jr. is an American man.
There wasn't a general method.
You just go straight from one to the other.
Oh, my God.
That's the one. Okay.
You hear that? That's that.
That ain't right.
That ain't right. You got it.
We have to do a PSA. Sharp
bends. You already did a PSA.
I have to do another PSA.
Hold your horse. Oh my God.
Yo, that guy's wavy.
That's a wavy,
His wave's been cooking, bro.
Man, oh, I forgot my do-rag at home.
You never seen a do-rag.
You haven't been with a do-rag.
Depends on your definition of do-rag.
We'll concentrate on these segments now.
Tell them what a do-rag is. Tell the people what a do-rag is, because not everyone knows.
And they know.
Not everyone knows about a do-rag.
All I'm saying is they know. Already.
This PSA is cold. What's your excuse, colon 30?
The guides so that they
when
are
you stop and think about it, it's pretty easy to be more energy efficient.
Rotate the guides.
Okay. There are lots of simple things you can do, like installing energy-saving light bulbs, talking to your parents about Energy Star appliances, turning off lights and entertainment devices when not used.
We can wait to save the energy of the Earth.
I can't wait.
Until 5 minutes.
I can't wait.
The video's almost over, man.
Using smart power strips, even taking advantage of natural heat and cooking.
Cooling.
My opening and closing windows and blinds.
With a few simple steps, correct, you can join millions of little baby boys and girls who are using their energy wisely. So what's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov. A message from Sebastian Tringali and the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Like viewers, imagine you got a rubber band and you like kind of pinch a part of it and put it inside itself, and then you can turn it into a circle without creasing the freaking rubber band.
And then if you do that, WBUR Boston NPR, Boston's NPR network. The turning
number isn't what is happening? What are these waves?
Up next is Malala Yousafzai talking about just things in general.
Okay, so now we like
get Vlad in here.
Yo, sample that though.
That's whack. You ever see like an original Scooby-Doo episode before?
And final curve have turning number zero.
Oh my god.
Turning number zero is essential. Take notes.
Julian, I'm going to show you something and you're going to react to it in real time. I want you to tell me what you think left or right on Sebastian. The same turning number.
This is called the Whitney Grafstein theorem.
It's a screenshot. Would
that
you swipe?
Is the Whitney Grafstein theorem.
Which direction would you swipe on Sebastian?
Sebastian, if you're out there.
For those listening at home, I found a guy on Tinder who's clearly in his like mid-30s, named Sebastian, who's 19 and 2 miles away. And keep in mind, I'm a straight heterosexual man. And I'm
this dude uses Tinder.
Which monorail would you swipe on?
The California
one. The one going.
I want to go from.
You're off air.
Into guide strips that alternate with. Wavy strips.
Why did you do that to me? Why did you embarrass me like that?
Focus on what's important in life.
So as to match the
curves.
You know the onions have layers.
This looks like a pumpkin.
Then yes, for
okay,
now,
so viewers, you turn
let's
it into
look at a
pumpkin.
Single guide strip along with the caps.
Oh my
start
God.
By pushing the two caps past each other. Stop before the crease when the guide has a loop in the middle.
The loop is essential.
You guys seen the essential P1
now
yet?
Now we turn the two caps in opposite directions.
It's a new Android
because
phone
we want to convert
nobody.
The loop in
oh,
the middle
so it goes.
To twisting at the ends.
That's crazy.
Oh, I know. It's like a belt.
Nice try.
If you put a loop in the middle and pull the ends tight,
I already used this metaphor with a rubber band, bro. Like, get off.
Right. Then you can straighten out the belt by turning each end half a turn in opposite directions.
Turning number zero.
Yo, rotate
to
that.
Finish the
aversion, who got the mathematics?
You just need to push the middle of the guide strip back through the center of the sphere.
Do that.
This one goes out to my guy
can
back
I see
home,
how
Curry,
two guide strips
who's probably back in Georgia
sure.
right now, doing God knows what.
Oh my God.
You can
that's
see that
so
there are
good.
Two places where the strips intersect.
Yo,
near the
shout out to
axis.
Intangible objects,
and the gold
bro.
Signs that started facing out are now facing in.
Did you guys know that students get 25% off at the bookstore?
Here is the whole process with all the guides.
Soon I'm going to be the only person on campus to take advantage of Black Friday deals.
The polar caps
the
just move up and down and then rotate
and
into place.
At a slight loss.
Ah, that's why they don't require any
seconds
springiness.
Of meiosis.
Exactly.
That's so nutty. Let's all say what we got in high school bio.
Now let's look at two guides and the corrugation between them. From a pole to the
general understanding.
This chunk is
the
fundamental building block of the
eversion.
The whole sphere is made from 16 rotated copies of this piece.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty wack.
That looks pretty complicated.
It's really complicated.
Yes. But the corrugation is just following the twisting of the guide strips that you saw before.
They gotta use this episode.
That boy is corrugated.
Yes.
By smoking a cigarette outside of an airport in Europe.
The corrugation provides flexibility between the guides.
Smoking a cigarette
so
outside an airport in Europe.
Does not
everyone's
create
doing it.
Pinches
okay, so
or
why
creases.
Is part of it in
just like the waves in the curve that we saw
we
before.
We don't question it.
I'm just very easy.
They wanted to show you the guide strip.
This episode brought to you by Peugeot. They don't sell in America, but if you happen to be anywhere else,
yo, that looks
we
like
corrugate
fishy.
The connecting
good morning.
Strips between the guides.
Peugeot. The 206
the
is a classic small coupe. It's a.
We twist the caps
a,
to undo the middle loops.
It's really good. Petrol
and push
mileage.
The equator across the sphere.
And you should buy one if you exist in the UK.
Finally, we uncorrugate.
France, that's Portugal, right there. Italy.
I still don't understand.
Wow,
is there some other
understand.
Way to look at this?
We're all being
okay. I got it already.
We'll divide the sphere into thin horizontal ribbons.
I got it once they talked about frowny faces and smiley
once
faces.
Once I developed the rubber band metaphor, it just clicked.
It was natural from there.
If it is, because I'm intent on you right now, I'll pay you like $1
for it. I wanted like an intangible rubber band, bro.
Because that's anyone listening, if you bring me a firehouse sub right now, I will thank you really hard. We should be better friends.
Ribbons closer to the equator are wilder.
Be my friends. I want to be
be your friend so badly and I don't know how to talk to you.
On the right, the camera tracks
hey, that ain't monorail.
So its apparent size does not change.
That looks like a little fairy
tutu. This overhead view highlights the symmetries that are hidden in the side view on the left.
Oh, wow.
You remember where we marble see the bars position of the ribbon in like space. 2 days ago? Oh, that was only this morning. I want to get more of those.
That's crazy.
I want to buy them and resell them at a slight loss.
And doesn't move up or down.
Buy them for $1 each and then sell them for like 95 cents.
This ribbon looks just like the wall under the monorail, and it's turning inside out. But it finally convinced me that that's impossible.
What's going on in your brain right now?
Hold the phone.
Oh.
I'll play that again. Remember that our walls represented circles and had to stay vertical. But here the ribbon can twist around in space because it's part of a sphere.
So here's the new song.
Another way to understand the version is to progressively build up the surface of the sphere at a few important stages.
Titled Mobamba.
This is the corrugation phase.
SoundCloud a few days later.
Now we've just pushed the caps through each other.
That's a satisfying sound.
And it was even mentioned on social media by Shaquille O'Neal, Drake.
This is the middle of the twisting phase. We can see the complex activity at the equator.
The song is shooting up the charts. Shaq West recently released his first
at the end of the twisting phase, the corrugations have nearly become figurines.
Drake brought Shaq West out to his during his Toronto show to perform a rendition of his hit,
we're in the middle
Bamba.
Of pushing horizontally
West
through the center of the sphere.
The forum in December for Travis Scott's Astroworld show.
Finally, we show the uncorrugation phase.
16-year-olds.
The sphere is now entirely purple.
I got calling.
I think I'm ready to see the whole thing again.
A phone.
Here goes.
Where's Allie?
So it starts going into the pumpkin mode, you know, the divots get, and then it gets like an egg inside the pumpkin.
Pseudo pumpkin.
Talk about. And so then the pumpkin's ridges start rotating.
It's really
right.
About to happen.
And okay, and now it looks like a big top at the circus, you know what I'm talking about? It got those ribbons.
Big top.
Big top. And then, you know, it goes inside of itself. Right. It looks like a shake weight.
Turn a sphere inside
then it looks like some sort of alien egg.
Even though you can't.
Now it's a tidy top.
Now it's a freaking tidy top.
Somebody should make a movie about this stuff.
Yo, but that's what we've been watching the whole time.
That's whack.
Yo, play some of that Shirley Temple, dog.
Yo, where that Bev at?
Yo, where's Shirley Temple at? Play
Where's
Shirley.
Where's the Bev?
Do you play Shirley Temple? That's what I'm talking about. I want some more Shirley.
To Curly Top and Heidi, America's favorite little darling, Shirley Temple has been entertaining us for generations.
Very well.
And now, through this exclusive TV offer, you can experience the most comprehensive DVD collection of one of the brightest stars in film history. But you haven't seen Shirley until you've seen her brilliantly restored in black and white and in color. Presenting the Shirley Temple Little Darling DVD Collection. 18 timeless films packed with hours of her unforgettable singing.
And the most crackers in my soup. Monkeys and rabbits, Mr. Luke.
Spectacular dancing. And pure wholesome fun the entire family will enjoy together.
And my duck does a wonderful trick. My duck can lay an egg.
And guess what is so wonderful about that? These classic Shirley Temple films have stood the test of time, and you'll cherish sharing these heartwarming adventures again and again with your family and friends. Bring home the magic of Shirley Temple with the new Shirley Temple Little Darling DVD collection. 18 classic family films, beautifully restored in black and white and in color for just two payments of $24.99. This collection is not sold in store.
Hi, Billy Mays here for OxyClean, the stain specialist. Powered by the air you breathe, activated by the water that you and I drink. It's Mother Nature approved, then it's safe on your colored fabrics. Use it on carpets. OxyClean seeks out organic stains. Pet stains, food stains, they get down into the matting, into the padding. It even takes rain, wine, and grape juice out of white carpet. It cleans, it brightens, and eliminates odors all at the same time. Don't just get it clean, get it OxyClean. Make a paste, make it 10 times as powerful. The longer you let it set, the easier it is. It'll whiten your grout and get rid of your pumice stains. Sometimes soaking is the solution. If you use bleach, you ruin your clothes. OxyClean won't hurt the material, even lace. It has the power of bleach without the damaging side effects of chlorine. When your laundry detergent just isn't enough, supercharge it with OxiClean. One scoop in every load of laundry, it'll make your whites whiter. It'll make your brights brighter. As a stain remover, it's the best. Grass stains, clay stains. Long live your laundry. OxiClean, the stain specialist. We've sold millions of our 2.5-pound tops for $40. But if you call now, we'll cut the price in half. $19.95. You'll also receive a squirt bottle and the super chamois absolutely free. If you call during this show, you'll receive a bottle of our world famous orange cream made with pure orange oil. It cuts through the grease and the grime, whether it's baked on in the oven or caked on the stove. You get all this for just $19.95, but call in the next 20 minutes and we'll supersize your OxiClean from a 2.5-pound tub to a...
This has been DJ Brownbag, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Brownbag Culture. Thanks for tuning in. Good night. Keep it baggy.